Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 2nd. The grains closed mixed with July corn, down 13 and 3/4 cents at 675. July wheat down 6 cents, 687 and a half. And July beans up 14 cents at 1562 and a half. Corn lower off the good crop ratings and the pretty fast plantings. We're basically done at 95%. Crop ratings are high. We're going to be in the 90s Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe Monday. Then we cool back off into the mid-80s. There's some rains forecast midweek next week. Not a lot, but some rains, depending on where you're going to be. But again, I just don't see the major threat out there for the time being. Now, the same thing goes true for the beans. But the beans were up 14 cents. Why were the beans up 14 cents? Bean oil was up 2.99 at 70.38. It actually traded limit up in the aftermarket there. It got up to 70.89 was the high. So, you know, it's all bean oil as far as I can see out here. Now, with the beans up 14, they could have been up a lot higher. Just off the crush, we should have been up 30, 10. We should have been up at least 20 cents. I think that's the second day in a row the beans haven't performed as well as the crush itself. And again, you know, July corn loses to December corn. July beans loses ground to November beans, not by much. But if we're in a major bull market here, one would think that the old crop would be leading the way up. People would be panicked about their buying. They'd want to buy up front to secure supplies. Maybe they don't want to buy up front because they're paying a pretty good premium to come up front. But, you know, I just don't see the case for the bulls here. Now, the bean oil is up because palm oil was up 5% overnight. I really find that hard to believe. You've got India shut down. You've got Malaysia ramping up their production. We see the U.S. crush, you know, backing off significantly. So, you know, I just don't see the real demand side of this thing. But somebody wants the oil. One interesting note today, the Chinese look like they took 1 million metric tons of Ukrainian corn. That may be a shot over the bow to the U.S., that we aren't the only game in town. Apparently, the Chinese vice premier is in talks with Janet Yellen, I think it was said, on some of these trade negotiations. They've been pretty tough, and I don't see anything really coming out that'll be positive out of these talks. But overall, you know, if you look at the weather, we've got, you know, significant problems in North Dakota, Idaho, Washington, Oregon. But that's not the heart of the growing country for beans and corn. Now, the Brazilian crop, the second Brazilian crop, is going to take another big hit before it's all said and done. But you look at the ratings in the I states, and they're so strong, it's hard to think that yield couldn't be significantly higher than the 179 the USDA has budgeted in. Yeah, there'll be some drags out there like North Dakota. But I think for the most part, we're in pretty good shape out here, particularly if we don't get much over 90 and we're back under the 90s by midweek next week. So, you know, again, if the oil, the contract high in the May oil was 22, I think it was 22.30, somewhere right in that range. We're still, from tonight's close, we're a good 2 cents under that. I still think it's going to be very hard for the July contract and the May oil to take out the May contract highs in the oil. But it's this kind of action, it's certainly possible. So once the market closed at 115, bean oil rallied another 50 ticks. So maybe that was the blow off, the last gasp of whoever needed it got in. But it's certainly strong, but it's going to, you know, with the meal week down 470, it's going to take more than the oil to continue to support this thing. And as I've said many times, I'm just not a big fan of buying beans when the oil is the leader. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.